Most loving pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet. Dear listeners, I welcome you to this week's Thursday live broadcast, coming to you live as always from our studios at the Prashanthi Nilayam Sri Sathya Media Center. It gives me great pleasure to greet you all on this beautiful Thursday morning, and we do hope that we will have your company for the rest of the day. It's a very beautiful week for us. We are a week that we are all looking forward to and we are all gearing up to. This Sunday, the 29th of August, happens to be the day we observe as Radio Sai Day, and for good reason, because it was on this day in the year 2002 that Swami inaugurated this facility that we are seated in. And I'm sure most of you have been following the many wishes and beautiful stories of transformation that Radio Sai and the Sri Sathya Sai Media Center has been a part of. We too are as much recipients and beneficiaries of this beautiful edifice that Swami has created. We don't sit here in a position to receive these accolades and wishes. We are as much part of the listeners and viewers who are wishing and hoping that this beautiful institution that Swami has created will continue to serve mankind, continue to spread Swami's message and love. So we join you all in this celebration, and it all culminates in this Sunday. So we will be having a lot of programs that we will be doing online. The 30th of August is being observed as Krishnashtami, so there's going to be a beautiful music program on that morning, as always, as we always have on Krishnashtami, also a Krishnashtami discourse. But in the evening, we will be having a celebration of the 20th anniversary of Radio Sai at the Sai Kulwant Hall, and we all are pretty much excited and gearing up for that program, which will again be broadcast live on our Prashanthi Mandir Live, as all Mandir programs happen. So that is something that's keeping us all occupied and excited. So we are looking forward to bringing that program to all of you. Hopefully, by Swami's grace, that happens, and happens in a manner that it is a befitting offering to Swami. Before we go ahead and I give you information of the other programs that we have lined up for today, let's probably start with today's Science Pious quote, and it's a very beautiful one, and I didn't want to miss out reading that, because it's a message that is very important for each one of us. I am sure every one of us have been in a stage where we most necessarily need to listen to this message, and I thought that's why I didn't want to miss reading out this in this week's Morning Glory or the Divine Glory segment, or the Prashanthi Vibes as we call it now. This is Swami's message for us today. In this path of faith and devotion, what should be our approach to obstacles and troubles? Bhagwan lovingly explains through a very simple example. And this is what Swami says, and I quote, "You must welcome obstacles, for they alone can toughen your character and make your faith firmer. When you hang a picture on the nail driven into the wall, you shake the nail and find out whether it is firm enough to bear the weight of the picture, don't you? So too, in order to prevent the picture of God from falling and getting broken into pieces, the nail, name of God, driven into the wall of the heart has to be shaken by means of a disaster or two. Suppose I ask one of you now to jump from the first floor. You should not hesitate and weigh the pros and cons and side effects. Pros and cons, and slide away for fear of injuring your feet. It is a method of shaking the nail to ascertain whether it is firm and steady. you must take it as a leela, a divine sport of mine, and jump. If you do so, no injury will happen, or else I would not ask you to do it at all. End of quote. This is an excerpt from Swami's Divine Discourse delivered on the 21st of February, 1971. What a beautiful and profound message, an analogy that we've heard from Swami many times. When you drive a nail into the wall, the whole idea is that the nail should stick to the wall. But then we do this act that is totally contrary to the purpose. That is, we try to shake the nail, we try to pull it. But when we do that, the idea is to ensure that the nail has been driven well into the wall. And Swami, as he beautifully said, only then you will go ahead and hang a picture of Swami on that nail. Swami said, same is the case with our faith. When we establish the name of the Lord in our heart, it has to be shaken by a disaster or two before He completely establishes Himself in the heart. And that is why Swami would say, when these tests and tribulations come, we must be in a frame of mind to welcome it, because that shows an exam when it is given to a student. It means the teacher believes that now the student is ready to be tested. And that is why, just as a student should always welcome an examination, because it is a means to get promoted to the next level, a devotee, a sadhaka, must always welcome tribulations and troubles, because it's a means to progress. A very beautiful, timely, and a timeless message from Bhagwan. Talking about today's programs, after this I will be coming back to you for the Gita series, and then we'll have Bishu continuing his beautiful exposition on the glory of the Jagannath temple. I'll come back to you for the afternoon satsang, not live, but I'm going to play for you one of our old afternoon satsangs. As I said, we have been kept extremely busy preparing the program that we are most excited to offer to Bhagwan on the Sunday as well as on Monday evening. So I will be only playing out an old afternoon satsang file for you. Later this evening, as part of the satsang series, we will be playing a talk for you. The talk was originally delivered by yours humbly. I delivered this talk as part of the series of satsangs that the devotees of Australia, New Zealand and Fiji have been hosting for the past couple of weeks. So this talk was originally delivered to them. So we are playing that talk to all of you. As always, you can listen to it on radio at 7:30, or you can tune in to our official Radio Sai channel, the Shri Sathya Sai official, and at 7:30 you can watch the video of that talk. And that's for the satsang series. The topic on which I had the opportunity to deliver the talk was, how do we connect with Bhagwan? In fact, that is the series, that is the name of the entire series of satsangs that they're doing, connecting with Bhagwan, connecting with Swami, and plugging into divinity within. So that was the theme of the talk. I should say it's a very simple talk, recollecting some of the tools that Swami Himself has given all of us. So that is at 7:30, and the rest of the programs, as you see on every Thursday, will be intact. So those are the things that we have coming for you. The beautiful wishes that you've been sending us in the past couple of weeks, we are grateful to each one of you who has taken time out to send us those wishes. They are nothing short of energy boosters for us. It gives us an immense sense of fulfillment to go through your wishes, go through your beautiful and kind words, which remind us of, one, this beautiful opportunity that Swami has given us, and also reminds us of the enormous responsibility that Swami has given us. And it enthuses us, it energizes us, it fills us with a new sense of purpose, listening to all your wishes. So thanks to each one of you, children, sisters, brothers, elders, whoever has taken the time out and taken the trouble to send us those wishes. As you've been seeing, those wishes are being uploaded regularly on a daily basis on our YouTube channel and on our Instagram, and you will be receiving it in our WhatsApp and Telegram groups. We are most happy to share them with all of you, and that will continue. Even today you will have some wishes being uploaded. There are two sets of wishes that we are uploading. One is only the greetings part has been compiled and uploaded as certain wishes. So in case you find that the wishes that you've sent to us is truncated and only that portion is being used, your entire wish or whatever you've shared as part of your transformative story, as part of Radio Sai, that also will find its place in the longer sections, longer compilations of the videos which will go into the YouTube channel. So in case you're wondering, that is how it is happening. So once again, stay tuned. Join us again on Saturday and Sunday. Please, it is a joint expression of gratitude that we are placing in front of Swami. And you are part of the gratitude. Our gratitude goes out to you, as well as you are companions with us to offer that gratitude to Swami too. So do join us on Sunday morning and evening, and especially on Monday, when we will have the opportunity to present our gratitude to Swami in the Sai Kulwant Hall before the Mahasannidhi. I'm going to leave you with a small song. On the other side of it, I will join you as part of the Gita series. Stay tuned. Have a wonderful day. Keep safe. Jai Sai Ram.
Tere naam ko jisne dhyaya, us par rehti sukh chhaya. Teri mahima tu hi jaane, Shiv Parvati ke balak, Jai Ganpati Vandan Gananayak. जय गणपति वंदन गणनायक, जय गणपति वंदन गणनायक. तेरी छवि अति सुंदर सुखदायक, तेरी छवि अति सुंदर सुखदायक. जय गणपति वंदन गणनायक, जय गणपति वंदन गणनायक. वाला तेरी सुंदर मूरत मन में, तू पालक सिद्धि विनायक. जय गणपति वंदन गणनायक, जय गणपति वंदन गणनायक. धारा तेरो सुमिरन हर पूजन में, सबसे पहले फलदायक. जय गणपति वंदन गणनायक, जय गणपति वंदन गणनायक. तेरी छवि अति सुंदर सुखदायक, तेरी छवि अति सुंदर सुखदायक जय गणपति वंदन गणनायक जय गणपति वंदन गणनायक जय गणपति वंदन गण